Also at the Capitol this week, hundreds gathered to commemorate the life and lessons of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with a keynote address from Reverend Dr. Marcus Allen Sr.
And let me commend the state of Wisconsin for being one of the first to honor this giant of a man, the liberator of our people, the John Drum Major for Justice, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and has continued to honor this hero for 43 years, no matter who has been the governor of this state.
Dr. Allen's speech impressed upon the dangers of apathy when it comes to racial injustice in education, health care, fair housing, wealth inequality, and Black history. And he highlighted the work of Dr. Alex Gee, who created a classroom to teach the broader community that Black history is American history. Gee founded the program Justified Anger, Black History for a New Day. Here and Now Special Projects journalist Merv Seymour spoke with Alex Gee about the last decade of this work.
10 years is not enough time to fix all of our problems in the Black community. But it's enough time to move the needle. How much has the needle moved since you began this effort?
The issue with the Black community is not the Black community. The issue with the Black community is systemic racism. It's the structures that are in place and people that are leading them and benefiting from them. That's got to be changed. That's got to be acknowledged. That's got to be held accountable if we're going to really see true thriving. So when people ask me, aren't things better? I want to ask them, well, how have you changed? How have your friendships changed? How has your office changed? Your board changed? Your leaders changed? That's the true indication of this. I'm not fixing Black people so that white people can feel more comfortable. By addressing the issues of Black people, I'm helping this community to become really what it can be, who it really can be, and a place where everyone can thrive. But until then, I'll train would-be white allies to understand the benefit of work that they do in their communities to help them dismantle these impediments to Black wellness and Black health. When that begins to happen on a large scale, we will see huge change. So the white community is not waiting for us. We're waiting for the white community.
The effort in Justified Anger is not just to educate about Black history, it's also about letting white residents learn about themselves.
Oh, definitely. Because learning about Black history won't change anything. Learning about themselves will change everything.
What do they learn?
They learn what's really meant by the term white privilege. That's not just a moniker, that's not just throwing off on people, because you were given the option to not only to be white, which was to be American, but to not be Black. So that no matter what the country put on you as a white person, you could always say, at least I'm not Black. And so then that completely polarized the country between Black and white, or white and other. And when people learn that, they realize that once you dichotomize people that way, once you polarize them that way, you can put them at odds around anything, separate them in how they live, and then they never come together, so that we never work together. We don't create solutions together. Without even realizing it, we've been made to be the enemies of each other and fearful of each other.
How does the program work?
So I've always thought, if people understood how we got to where we are in terms of race relations, let's just talk about the way the country was built. Let's look at our history at a non-political academic perspective. I felt that people, non-Black people, would say, I didn't know that. Really? I understand things a lot differently now. Now I know how strategic we must be in dismantling this if people were very strategic in mantling this. And it has been a very, very powerful tool for helping people to understand how we arrived at this place of a racialized America.
For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and then click on the news tab.